Good morning. Still some leftover showers, bursts of rain, and perhaps even a rumble of thunder slicing through the southern Adirondacks, the upper Hudson Valley, southern Vermont, and the I-90 corridor early this morning. So still some rain to go for parts of interior New York and New England, at least in the early morning hours before a cold front pushes through the region and things start to stabilize. Still, temperatures are starting out in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and we'll have a difficult time climbing this morning, even behind the front, as we dry things out and the clouds begin to break up to reveal more in the way of sunshine. Temperatures will only slowly climb back through the 60s. With a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, it'll be quite breezy with a northwest wind at times gusting over 25 to 30 miles per hour, keeping temperatures in the lower to mid 70s on average for daytime highs, with a few places staying in the 60s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, a chilly night for this time of year in the upper 40s to around 50. High pressure building in will keep it dry for the day on Saturday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and it will remain on the cool side of average in the lower to mid 70s. That system will arrive overnight Saturday night and into the day on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and a renewed chance of showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms, staying in the lower to mid-70s. High pressure will move back into the region for the early part of next week with increasing sunshine on Monday. It'll be pleasant, middle and upper 70s, and sunshine will give way to increasing clouds again on Tuesday with highs staying in the upper 70s. Temperatures will continue to modify despite the chance of showers on Wednesday back up near 80, and it'll stay near 80 by Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a warm front will serve as the focus for thunderstorm development today over the central high plains as it interacts with a moist and unstable environment. As afternoon vertical wind profiles become more favorable, a cluster of severe thunderstorms will likely develop. These storms could generate large hail and gusty winds, as the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe weather for parts of eastern Nebraska. Localized flash flooding will also be possible today and tomorrow from South Dakota to Tennessee due to the potential for these storms to produce rainfall totals of 1 to 2 inches in just the next 24 hours. Southeastern Missouri will be at greatest risk for flash flooding tomorrow, and the Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for excessive rainfall for that area. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 43 degrees, with a northwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 45 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 58, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.74 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Etzcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy near 80, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 62, that's 11 degrees below normal. Another 81 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 8.93 inches, which is 4.67 inches above normal, and 24.04 inches for the year, which is 1.24 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 63. The record high, 100, set back in 1933, and the record low, 44, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m., sunset this evening 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a shower this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a passing shower this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, showers ending this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs around 70. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, showers early this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Showers this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to some clouds by the end of the day, lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with showers on Sunday, a thunderstorm possible, lower 70s. Increasing sunshine on Monday, mid to upper 70s. Sunshine on Tuesday, giving way to clouds, upper 70s. A chance of showers on Wednesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, highs both days around 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.